Hallelujah. I thought you were clapping for the Lord. Thank you, sister. God richly bless you. You are all welcome to our second day of our communion preparation. And we thank God for gathering us together once again unto Himself. Hallelujah. Yesterday, we were blessed as we began our first day of our communion preparation when we looked at the topic, agreeing with God or agreeing with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you learned so much that will help us to continue to walk and yield ourselves totally to the leading of the Holy Spirit, even as He leads us. Amen. Shall we share a word of prayer? Father, we are grateful unto you. Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We thank you for tonight also and for the opportunity you have given to us to wait on you as you prepare us for Sunday's communion as we sit to dine with you. Come tonight and be a blessing to us as you were yesterday. Open our hearts, open our minds. Grant us grace to be able to perceive and to hear that which you are saying to us. At the end of the day, may we be blessed and may our spiritual journey and our spiritual life, O God, be enhanced in the name of Jesus. Grant me grace, even as we speak the word of God, that we all shall be blessed in your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, we are looking at continuous filling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, as we all know, is our lifeline, is the lifeline of the believer, is the life of God we carry. It is our power, it's our strength, He's our strength and our power, He's our enabler, our teacher, our guide. He's the one that we have been given, as the Bible will say, the advocate, the comforter, to lead us in this walk of faith. He is so important to the extent that we cannot take him for granted, and we cannot ignore him, and we cannot do without him. Hallelujah. And it's one thing, we must all come to that understanding. You know, the Trinity, the Godhead, the God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit, many a times we are able to relate more with the God the Father and God the Son. But we struggle many a times to relate with God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But He is the one that was left with us to help us in our walk. Amen. And so it is my prayer that our eyes will be opened and we will develop such a love for Him to the extent that we will come to the understanding that without Him, we do not exist. Amen. In Jesus' ministry on earth, we saw the display and the involvement of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' ministry virtually from the beginning when he started his earthly ministry till he finished. And we saw his interaction and his engagement with the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit empowered him to do the work of the ministry. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, the verse number 1, it says that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. This verse describes how Jesus was baptized by the Holy Spirit, how he was filled, and how he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the enemy, of the devil, how God empowered him through all this interaction as he began his ministry and the things that God was able to use him to do. In Jesus' life, from time to time, you realize that he will withdraw himself and go and interact with the Holy Spirit in prayer in many times. And that should speak to us that even Jesus, the Holy Spirit was that important factor in his life. And someone will say, how much more us? Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter number 14, the verse number 23, again the Bible says that, now when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. This, again, is Jesus. Someone will say that at the baptism of John, that should be enough for Jesus. But Jesus continually, constantly, made room to go to refresh himself by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He took time to separate himself, to commune, and to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And we saw what the Holy Spirit used his life for while he was on earth. By that communion, Jesus was able to perform miracles. He was able to heal the sick. He was able to teach with authority and with wisdom. He was able to resist temptation. He was able to overcome the devil or the enemy. He was able to proclaim the good news. Hallelujah. All this did not come because Jesus was Jesus. It came because continually Jesus refreshed himself. The anointing upon himself, the Holy Spirit upon or in his life. He kept on interacting with the Holy Spirit almost daily. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And that propelled Jesus to be able to do what he did, of which we are all amazed about, and today has brought us also into faith with him. Another, also in the lives of the early church and the apostles, the Bible tells us that when they came face to face with threats from the Sanhedrin and the leaders in Jerusalem, the Bible says that they came to their own and they lifted up prayer, asking God to fill them with boldness and courage to be able to do what God wants them to do. Hallelujah. To be able to face the intimidations by the Sanhedrin or by the elders of Jerusalem. And the Bible says that after they have prayed, God answered their prayer by releasing the Holy Spirit unto them. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit filled them up and granted them boldness to be able to do what they did. All what I'm saying is that the continuous infilling of the Holy Spirit in our lives as believers cannot be underestimated. Hallelujah. We cannot play or downplay it if we want to go far in our walk with the Lord, if we want to go far in our ministry, if we want to go far in what the Lord has entrusted in our hands. We must, as a necessity, daily wait and cry and hunger for that refilling of the Holy Spirit. David said that, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs for the Lord. Hallelujah. As it is the deer's daily search to look for water, so must we also come to understand that the Holy Spirit is virtually our lifeline. And without him, we do not exist or we do not live. Hallelujah. I want us to look at that scripture in Matthew, in the book of Acts, the chapter number 4. In the book of Acts, the chapter number 4. We'll look at the verse number 29 down. The Bible says that now, so probably we should take it from, let's go to the verse 26. So the Bible says that the kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servant that with all boldness they may speak your word. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, you know, the baptism, or when we speak about the Holy Spirit, as believers, we receive the Holy Spirit in two instances, or in two folds. One instance is that the Holy Spirit is given to us at the place of salvation. At the time when we receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, God gives us His Spirit, as the Bible says, as a deposit guarantee of our salvation. Hallelujah. And that Holy Spirit dwells in us. In the book of John chapter 14, the verse number 16 to 17, we'll come back to our scripture. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says that the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. So at the time of our salvation, the Bible says that God gives us his gracious gift. That is the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit comes to live with us forever. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Every child of God and every believer, everyone that have experienced salvation, has in him or in her the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And from scriptures, the Holy Spirit has been given to us forever. And I'm saying this is important because there are many a times, you know, when you read Psalm 51, when David sinned, and the Bible says that David prayed and said to God that, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. In the olden days, it is possible for the Holy Spirit to be taken away from you. But under the new covenant, the Holy Spirit is given to you to live with you forever. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 17 that he lives with you and will be in you. So we are all carriers of the Spirit of God. We are all carriers of God's life. We are all carriers of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And also in Ephesians chapter 1, the verse number 13 to 14, the Bible says that in him you also trusted, and after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession of the prize of the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. So again, Ephesians, Paul says to the Ephesians that the Holy Spirit was given to us when we receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. When we believe the gospel, when we heard the gospel and believed it and received Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, God gave us his promise. And that promise is the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, as we read earlier, lives in us, is intended to live with us forever. He will live in us and he will be with us. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And that is very, very important for us to catch tonight. You know, sometimes if you know what you carry, you know how to live. You know, when you see how women graciously guard their pregnancy when they are pregnant, it is because they are mindful of that which they are carrying. Hallelujah. They are mindful and they know how delicate it is. And therefore, they know what activities they can join or they can be part of and what activities they cannot be part of. Because they want to protect that which they carry. If every believer will understand that which he or she carries, if we will be mindful and conscious of the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, our lives will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. We will consciously know and walk with him and allow him to do whatever he wants to do in our lives. So, the Holy Spirit lives in us. We have received the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us. Another way the Holy Spirit comes to us, we can find it. Jesus said it in Acts chapter 1, the verse number 8, when he said to the disciples that you shall receive the Holy Spirit, or you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost came upon them and they were baptized and they were given power to witness about the good news everywhere. Hallelujah. And that is what we call the Holy Ghost baptism. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So in every believer's life, we interact with the Holy Spirit on this two premise. One, we receive the Holy Spirit because we have salvation, because we have believed Jesus, because Jesus, we have been saved, and therefore Jesus has given, or God has given us that promise that lives with us, in us. And the another one is that we have the Holy Ghost, we have received the Holy Ghost baptism to empower us to do the work of the ministry. For the Holy Spirit that dwells in us empowers us to live a holy and a righteous life. Hallelujah. And that you can find that in Galatians chapter 5, where it tells us that we begin to bear the fruits of the Spirit. We begin to walk like God. We begin to walk in love, in peace. We begin to portray or live the life of God even on earth. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit empowers us to live a holy life. And the Holy Spirit also empowers us to work the works of God. Or to do the miracles, to do ministry, empowers us to be able to accomplish the purpose of God for our lives. But in it all, he lives in us. Hallelujah. He dwells in us. And we must be mindful of that. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has been given to us to lead us, to guide us, to teach us, virtually to influence us, to live like Christ, to live like God, to exhibit Christ and the character of Christ even on earth. He has been given to us to empower us to show forth the life of the kingdom of heaven, or the life of heaven even here on earth. But even though the Holy Spirit has been given to us and dwells in us, the Holy Spirit can be inactive. The Holy Spirit can be restrained. The Holy Spirit can be prevented from doing what he has to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, the verse number 9, Romans 8, the verse number 9, the Bible says, and I read the NIV, it says that you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. Indeed, the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you and I, we do not live in the realms of the flesh, but we live in the realms of the Spirit. Why? Because he has given us his Spirit. Hallelujah. Because the Spirit of the living God dwells in us. Because we are spiritual people. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. The realms of the flesh is carnality. The realms of the flesh is living a worldly life. The realms of the flesh is giving us of coming, walking outside of the influence of the Holy Spirit. Realms denotes or connotes a domain. And in a domain, you speak of influence. So, depending on where you dwell, will determine the kind of life or the kind of things that you exhibit. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are not of those that live in the domain of the flesh, but we are of those that live in the realms and in the domain of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. The Bible says that if indeed the Spirit of God lives in us, then we must walk in that domain of the Spirit. And it says that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, the Bible says that they do not belong to Christ. The fact that the Spirit of God that lives in us is that which identifies us to be children of God. And yesterday we heard it that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Hallelujah. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you don't belong to Christ. If you don't have the Spirit of God residing in you, Christ has nothing to do with you. And they that have the Spirit of God living in them dwells in the realm of the Spirit and not in the realms of the flesh. Hallelujah. Also in the NLT, the Bible says that, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature, but you are controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him. So NLT tells us that the Spirit of God that has been given to us is to influence us, is to control us, to live in the realms of the Spirit. To live or walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah. To exhibit the Spirit's life in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So even though we have been given the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, even though we have received the Holy Ghost baptism, but we can also decide not to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in our lives. We can decide not to allow the Holy Spirit to influence and control our lives, to be able to live the life that God desires of us. We are talking about continuous refilling of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you that the Holy Spirit already dwells in you. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit that dwells in you has been given to you to guide you, to lead you, to usher you into the God kind of life. That we will be able to live that life whilst we are on earth here. And because he lives in us, he is supposed to influence us to walk in the realms of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that two things. We can either restrain him from operating in our lives and using our lives or influencing our lives to do what God wants us to do, or we can also quench him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the verse number 19, if you come with me there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the verse number 19. The Bible says that do not stifle the Holy Spirit. In the Passion Translation, he says that never restrain or put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. I read it again. Never restrain or put out the fire of the Holy Spirit. So, it is true we have received the Holy Spirit. It is true God has given us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us or to live with us forever. But it is also possible that we can restrain the activities of the Holy Spirit. We can restrain and probably confine the power of the Holy Spirit to the extent that the Holy Spirit will not be able to perform his work in our lives. We can do two things, or even three things. Restrain the Holy Spirit, put off his fire in our lives, or we can even grieve the Holy Spirit. So, many a times it is not that the Holy Spirit has been taken away from us. The Holy Spirit is there, but is inactive. He is powerless because we have not given him the room to operate as he ought to. The Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good. Hallelujah. In the early scriptures, we read the Bible says that the Holy Spirit virtually led Jesus to the wilderness to be tempted. We are talking about the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The control we give to the Holy Spirit when it comes to our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 40, the verse number 30, Ephesians 44 verse 30, the Bible says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. In the Passion Translation, it says that the Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted his holy influence in your life. And that is very key. Never take for granted his holy influence in your life. I said that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to enable and empower us to live the holy life. To empower us to live the God kind of life on earth here. But that same Holy Spirit can be restrained and be limited for him to do or to influence us to live that life. By we grieving him, by we restraining him, and by we putting out that fire of his. Hallelujah. Many a times when we see people who are dynamic and on fire, we want to be like them. We also want to be on fire. We also want to do great things. But that same spirit that dwells in that person is the same spirit that dwells in you. Hallelujah. It is just that he is conscious of the Holy Spirit, of what is upon him and what is inside of him. And he has given him free will to operate with his life. The question is the Holy Spirit in you given that free will to influence your life? Is that Holy Spirit in you able to control your life? Is that Holy Spirit in you? Is the fire of that Holy Spirit in you still burning? Hallelujah. May the Holy Spirit in us be revived tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So the Bible says that don't take him for granted. And sometimes it speaks about we being conscious of his existence in our lives. We being conscious of he being part of our lives. When we know that, just as I said, with a pregnant woman, when you know what you are carrying, you will not take it for granted. Hallelujah. So we need not to quench the Holy Spirit. We need not to restrain the Holy Spirit. And we need not to put the fire of the Holy Spirit off. He has been given to us to empower us, to energize us, to quicken us, to revive us, to do what God wants us to do in this life. Hallelujah. So Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, the verse number 6, the Bible says that, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Hallelujah. By this, when in the earliest verses, the Bible says that Paul said to Timothy, when I look at you, I remember the faith that was in your grandmother Lois, and I remember the faith that was in your mother Eunice, and I speak to you that you also carry that same faith. But I am asking you to stir that spirit that is in you up. And by this, Timothy has been put in charge to govern a church. And based from the tonation or from the tone of Paul, Timothy was experiencing fear and all other things. But Paul said to him, the Holy Spirit is in you. The power to succeed, the power to do miracles, the power to do great things dwells in you. All you need to do is to fan it, stir it up, and let it be ablaze. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. May we fan the gifts of God that dwells in us to come to life in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. So, what does it mean to continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit? It speaks to us of a state where we allow the Holy Spirit to have a complete control over our lives. Every aspect of our lives. Yielding totally to the Holy Spirit, relying totally on the power of the Holy Spirit, and cultivating a deep dependence on the Holy Spirit. For us to continually allow the Holy Spirit to flow in our lives, to continually allow ourselves to be filled by the Holy Spirit, we must be willing to yield. We must be willing to release ourselves. We must be willing to rely upon Him to empower us to be able to do what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. It is very, very important. You know, every blessed day, we are faced with challenges. Every blessed day, the world which we are in, where God has given us power to engage the world and reconcile the world back to God. Every blessed day we stand timid, we stand intimidated, we stand afraid, because the task in front of us sometimes is heavy and is so mighty for us to engage. But that was exactly what the early church and the apostles did when they were confronted with the elders of the church. The Bible says that they went into their own accord and prayed. And the Bible says that they were refreshed, they were re-equipped to go out there and to do more for the Lord. May we also regroup, go back to our source of power and cry out to God that we will be refreshed and be renewed and be revived to confront the world for our God. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll look at a few things in Ephesians chapter 5, the verse number 18 down. Ephesians chapter 5, the verse number 18. And this was, again, Paul speaking to the church at Ephesus. The Bible says that, do not be drunk with wine, in which in dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Go on, please. 20. Speaking to one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Paul says that the Ephesians Christians should desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not allow themselves to be intoxicated by wine. And this was a church. He was speaking to the church. It simply means that in a church, you will find those who are filled and continuous being filled with the Holy Spirit. And you will also find those who are filled and continuously being filled with wine. And the wine here stands for worldliness. Worldliness. And yet still, we are all in the church together. The Bible says that, be filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning that it is a present tense, it is something that we must continually do, that every blessed day, we must have more of the Holy Spirit in us. Instead of we being drunk and being consumed by the world and by the system of the world, the Bible says that Paul said to the Ephesians, be rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must hunger for the wine of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. We must hunger for the wine of the Holy Spirit every blessed day. As we hunger for it daily, God will come and help us. And when you read the scripture, he gives us indications or characteristics of those who are filled with wine and those who are filled with the Spirit. The Bible says that, he says that those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that they encourage each other with hymns, with psalms, and with spiritual songs. They are able to encourage those in their midst. They are able to sing melodies, new melodies and spiritual songs to themselves, energizing and encouraging and stirring themselves up. The level of our spirituality determines what comes of us. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. When we are filled with wine and the world, that is what will come out of us. When we are filled with the Spirit, it is the spiritual things that will come out of us. We'll bear love, we'll bear joy, we'll bear peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We will bear out the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. We will be encouragers. We will be strengtheners. We will be those that God will be able to use our words and our interactions and our encouragement to lift up people. We birth out fresh songs from our spirit. Because it is not us, but it is the Spirit that dwells in us. Those that are filled with the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5 verse 16 tells us that they walk by the Spirit. And therefore do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. When we are filled with the Spirit, we will walk by the Spirit. We will not walk by the world. We will not walk by the flesh. We will not allow the flesh to influence our lives or dictate our lives. Hallelujah. But we will allow the Holy Spirit to dictate and influence our lives. Those that are filled by the Holy Spirit, they pray in the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. They will pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. They who are filled by the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, they shall have power to witness about God. We must take time to refill the Holy Spirit, to refill, to revive our oil, our anointing. We must take time daily to allow God to refresh our spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. But when we begin, when we give ourselves wine, when we give ourselves to the world, the Bible tells us that we go out of control. As a matter of fact, I read the scripture, Proverbs chapter 20, the verse number 1, quickly. Proverbs 20, verse 1. The Bible says that wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Hallelujah. So they who are not filled by the Spirit, the Bible says that they are those that go astray. They are those that go wayward. They are those that are out of control. You can't control them. They may be in the church, but you can't control them. You can't restrain them. They are always alone doing their own things. They are always those who do not submit to anything. And it's because they have a different kind of spirit. May the Holy Spirit dwell in us mightily in the name of Jesus. May we hunger for a refill of the Holy Spirit every blessed day. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 23, the verse number 29 down to 30. Can you come there with me? The Bible says that who has woe, who has sorrow, who has contentions, who has complaints, who has wounds without cause, who has redness of eye, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Verse 20. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. Hallelujah. When we allow wine to fill us, this is how we behave. We begin to behave recklessly, perverse. We do our own things and we live lives that are not controlled or influenced by the Holy Spirit. We can go on and on and on, and probably when we go home, we can take a look at Ephesians chapter 5. When we have the Holy Spirit, He fills us with boldness and with faith. He fills us with power to overcome temptation. He fills us with joy and peace, even in the midst of difficulties. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. May we hunger and crave for the infilling of the Holy Spirit in our lives, even as we walk with the Lord daily. Hallelujah. Like Jesus, may we not go a day without coming to the Holy Spirit to refill us. Whenever we wake up in the morning from our bed, before we step out there, may we withdraw, may we wait on the Lord to receive fresh oil and fresh anointing to go to help us to do what God has anointed us or what God has called us to do. May we also yield ourselves and rely fully upon the influence, or give ourselves to the Holy Spirit to be able to influence us and to use us to accomplish great things for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can be refilled again and again and again and again. And it is a must for all of us if we want to see great things, if we want to see God using us to accomplish great and mighty things, we must give ourselves wholly to the Holy Spirit. We must yield at prayer. We must yield in His presence and avail ourselves fully for Him to equip us and to empower us to do mighty things for the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Quickly, let me run through this. So, how do we receive, or how do we get the refilling of the Holy Spirit in our life? One, by daily prayer and daily Bible study. Daily prayer and daily Bible study. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 105, it says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Hallelujah. May we yearn to always come before the Lord, either in prayer or in the studying of the word of God. The Bible says that when the disciples were confronted, they went to the Lord in prayer. Whenever Jesus, before he begins his ministry every day, the Bible says that he will go into his closet and pray to the Lord for a refilling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Secondly, also, we must seek God's presence continually. We must seek God's presence continually. We must hunger to be filled with the Holy Spirit and not with wine. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3, the verse number 15, the Bible says that, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart and be thankful. Hallelujah. We must always allow, or we must yearn and crave for God's presence. David said that, I long to come into your presence. May we also long to be in the presence of the Lord. One another thing that drains and leaks anointing is unconfessed sins. Hallelujah. May we be quick to confess our sins and repent from it and ask God's grace to help our lives. 1 John 1:9, the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. In Psalm 32, the verse of my Bible says that, when I confess my sins to you, I did not cover up my iniquity. May we open up, may we come before God as naked as we can, and always be quick to confess unconfessed sins before the Lord, in order to retain and preserve the oil upon our lives. I said that the Holy Spirit has been given to us forever, but we can quench, we can restrain, and we can cut or kill the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And one thing that helps us to do that is when we refuse, or when we continue to live in sin and refuse to confess our sins. We must also engage in spiritual activities. Find time to fast, pray, worship, as we read from Ephesians, meditate on the word of God, cultivate a deeper connection with your Creator. Hallelujah. And anytime we do that, we receive fresh anointing. We receive the fresh feeling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. May God help us to yield totally to His Spirit all the days of our lives. Hallelujah. We want to stand on our feet to pray. We want to stand on our feet to pray. One, you want to pray and ask God to open your eyes to understand and to know the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. As I said, our consciousness of what we carry is very, very important. There are many of us, we don't know who we are, we don't know what we carry, and therefore anything goes. We want to pray that God will open our eyes to know that He has given us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And our fellowship and our communion with Him is so important. It helps us to continually, daily live the life that God wants us to live. Can you just lift up your voice and begin to pray that you will not take the Holy Spirit in you for granted. You will not quench the Holy Spirit. You will not kill the fire of the Holy Spirit. You will not restrain the Holy Spirit that is in your life. But daily, you will retreat to Him. Daily, you will yield and surrender your life to Him. In the morning prayer, you will begin to talk with Him. You will ask Him to refill you day in and day out. If Jesus needed this, you and I need it even the more. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? Every blessed day we are confronted with one issue and the other. We want to pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us daily. We'll be refilled every blessed day. We cannot wait for yesterday's anointing. Yesterday's anointing may be over. Today's anointing is for today's task. You want to pray that every blessed day you will call, you will go back, you will retreat back into your closet as you wait upon the Lord to refill you afresh. Can you lift up your voice and begin to talk to the Lord? Ask God to bring you that understanding. Ask God to give you that desire to commune with the Holy Spirit every blessed day, in prayer, in your studies, in consuming of the Word of God. Pray and lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. There are many of us, we have become lazy. And because we have become lazy, we are full of the world. We are full of wine. We are full of many other things instead of the Holy Spirit. Many of us, our work is killing us. All manner of things. We are full of business and all kinds of things. But the Bible says that Paul said it's a command. He said that we should allow ourselves to be full of the Holy Spirit. To be full of the Spirit of God, not of wine. Can you pray that anything that is not of the Spirit in your life, tonight may God evaporate it. May God remove it. May God uproot it. May God remove it from your system in the name of Jesus. And pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Pray that God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Daily you shall receive a measure of the Holy Spirit. Daily you shall receive fresh anointing that will empower you, that will equip you to live the life of God, to live the life of power, to live the life that God wants you to live, to do what God wants you to do. Can you lift up your voice and talk to the Lord that the Holy Spirit will fill you? We want to pray and ask God to help you to yield to the Holy Spirit, to help you to allow the Holy Spirit to influence and lead and dictate your life for you. Can you talk to the Lord? For the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Bible says that if the Spirit of Christ is not in you, if the Holy Spirit is not in you, you are not of Christ. You want to pray that I will yield myself to the Holy Spirit. I will yield myself daily. I will yield myself moment by moment to the Holy Spirit. To lead me, to guide me, to direct my path, even to bring God's purposes and God's will to pass. Can you pray and talk to the Lord about it? That every morning, as David said, as a deer pants for the water. Bible says that David said his soul pants for the Lord. You want to pray that you too, whenever you wake up from your bed at midnight hour, you will rise up and begin to talk to the Lord. Begin to commune with the Holy Spirit. To revive your spirit. To be refilled again, O Lord. Whenever we stand before, whenever we are intimidated, whenever we are confronted with life issues, want to pray that we will not quell to ourselves, but we will run to the Holy Spirit, that we will refill us, O God, to overcome that mountain that is ahead, that is in front of us. Can you talk to the Lord that the Lord will refill you daily, daily, daily by His Spirit, as we study the Word of God, as we stand in prayer, as we share fellowship together, pray that the Holy Spirit will revive you, will revive you, will renew the oil upon your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be totally yielded, we'll be totally yielded, we'll be totally yielded unto the Lord, O God, we'll be totally dependent, on the Holy Spirit. Spirit. There are many a time the reason why we do not hunger for the refilling of the Holy Spirit is because we believe that we can do it all by ourselves. But I want to pray. The Bible says that we cannot do without Him. Can you pray and talk to the Lord that you will come to that understanding that daily you will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You will not grieve Him. You will not kill the fire of the Holy Spirit. You will not restrain the Holy Spirit that is in you. But you will give Him a free will to operate in your life, to bring God's glory upon your life. Aramasata ya brondo kupaye dea. Tibranda rababando rebekaya. Ale prasete mayanda rabazondoa. Aya payadea brenda rababaha. That you will feel us afresh, O God. You will release your power and your presence upon our lives, O God. Aremahanta rababronzi yekataya dara. Le brande rebea, le bakata, le payando robo siende rebea, ayanda rababa, brondo rebekata ya brende rebea. Like the early apostles, Lord, that we will do great things in your name, that you will empower us, O God, to confront our world, O God. You will empower us, O God, to live a victorious life. You will refill us every blessed day, O Lord, to live a holy life in pleasing you, O Lord. Ramataka bronzo yondo re. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you tonight. Yes, we believe that even upon hearing your word, we have received fresh anointing. Where our spirit has been renewed and revived. We have received the top up of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you, O Lord. Let every mountain, be subdued in the name of Jesus. May every spirit of fear be uprooted out of our lives. May we live a victorious life. May we live a bold life, O God, because you dwell in us, because you live in us, because you are living with us. May your name be glorified and be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.